In Jeremiah 6, 13 through 17, we're going to start. We're talking about the apostasy and how the falling away actually happens. And we're seeing a lot of this right now, a lot of people renouncing, deconstructing Christianity, saying it's old, it's outdated. And we have to know how to contend for the faith. We have to know how to stand, having done all to stand, and we have to know what we believe in. And some of us don't have a good foundation because we were taught wrong. We were taught false doctrines and mysticism and Gnosticism and thinking it was faith. And many people are sad and discouraged today because they didn't think God answered them and they didn't obey the laws properly. That was from last week. But it says, for the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, he's talking about his servants, is given to covetousness. From the prophets, even unto the priest, everyone dealeth falsely. Verse 14. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. They were ashamed when they had committed abomination. Nay, they were not at all ashamed. Neither could they blush. Therefore they shall fall among them that fall. At that time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Verse 16, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, see and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. God wants us to have rest. He wants us to have his peace, not the peace of the world, but he wants us to live in peace no matter what's going on in the world. We have to walk with him and find rest. But they said, we will not walk therein. So first of all, you see a rebellious people that don't want to walk the way God wants them to walk. Also, he said, I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. How sad that people don't want to listen to the watchmen. Listen to the warnings, because warning is love. Sometimes we don't like to hear stuff that's going on, but if we have that information, I want to give you some information about the false harlot church that's developing right now. It gives you peace because you can sit back and know what's happening because the Word said so. The Lord told us. He prophesied. This is also history. History has a tendency to repeat itself. And we can rest. We can rest in our relationship with Him. And there's something about rest. And the wicked don't have it. So just as we see in our day, we saw in Jeremiah's day, the people who once served the Lord had become hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Sin hardens us, and it's fun for a season, but it's a very short season, and then there's consequences to pay. And the devil always tells you this is really a good apple, but all of his apples have worms, don't they? They had become lukewarm. So first, they didn't want to hear. They got lukewarm. And this is my cry for people today. Don't lose your hunger for God. A lot of people are offended. The Bible says many shall be offended. People are divided about this and that and the other thing. Make sure that you keep your heart right with God. He doesn't want us to live in unforgiveness. And it's work on your flesh to forgive when people treat you wrong and you don't like what they're doing. But still, if we stand with him, we stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, because that way God said he'll forgive you. So we want to stand praying, forgiving, especially in this day when people have disappointed us or we've disappointed them, whatever the case may be. So they got hardened, then they got lukewarm, and now they're at ease in Zion. And today it seems that so many people are at ease. They just aren't taking things serious. They're not watching. They're not praying. They're not filling themselves up with oil. And this is what we have to do every day. We have to be sure that we have our hearts right and our minds right, and faith comes by just reading the Bible. Just read the Bible and faith comes. You don't need a seminar on faith. So these blind guides were, and they still are leading, the willing blind down a dark path. I don't want to be led into error. I've been in error. I've come out of error. I don't want it again. And because I've seen it in the church, I can see it in the world. I can see what they're doing in the world and the deception and how they're playing each other against each other, politics, races, no matter what it is. everything today. They want everyone divided. Well, we don't play. False prophets offer fake solutions to be purpose-driven instead of Holy Spirit-led. Self-centered lies, and lies leave you empty and wanting more, striving and struggling. So apostasy. In Isaiah 9:16, for the leaders of this people, cause them to err. Who's causing people to err? The leaders. The leaders of the people back then, and they're doing it today. Satan has no new tricks. He's still using. And I'm going to talk today about how the enemy wants to use the churches in these end times. And what the Bible says, that there's going to rise a harlot church. And we want to come out from amongst them. We do not want to be a part of the false harlot church. Because these leaders cause them and they cause us to err. That they are led by them. And then what happens when you're led by them? You're destroyed. And a lot of people are shipwrecked today because they thought that they were listening and hearing from a man of God, and actually they were leading them down the wrong path. In 2 Timothy 3:13, as promised by our Lord and his apostles, evil men are going to wax worse and worse. Right when you think you've seen it and heard it all, turn on the news, right? Evil men, and the Bible says in Revelation, the merchants of the earth. They're the ones that rule the earth. Many times under secret societies and different mystic religions, they're going to wax worse and worse before our Savior's return. He's told us this, and we don't want to believe it. We don't want to believe it that men are going to get worse and worse. And we're going to talk about the false church, and you need to know what's going on in the false church. You have to see it, and you have to face it. We have to face it. And in facing it, you know, some people go, don't preach on this stuff. Well, read the Bible. It's all in there. And these things have to come. There has to come a falling away before Christ returns. There's got to come an antichrist system. We just didn't think it was going to be happening so fast. So much going on. Churches have become apostate. Not just believers, but the churches now are apostate as they welcome immorality. I can't even go there. Gnostic and mystical practices, but now it's, you know, accept everyone. And we always did accept everyone. This is just an extremist point of view that you have to accept this immorality now, and it's being forced down your throat. False doctrines are abounding. Most people don't know what a true doctrine is or what a false doctrine is. We're going to say a few things about what the true doctrines are. Now they call the blood, it's nothing, not repentance and faith in God. It's extreme and outdated. But Revelation 17 makes it clear, a false dominant church. Unfortunately, this has to happen. A false dominant church will take the global stage and set the stage for the three-legged stool. And what is the three-legged stool that Alice Bailey talks about? She's the New Ager. We're going to talk a little bit about her, what she said, because I've taught on this before, but it's coming closer to us. The three-legged stool: religion, government, and corporations. Have we seen now that corporations are rising? The governor doesn't have to say much. He can say what he wants. He's not the bad guy. But it's the corporations you walk into now that are going to tell you what to do. This is all part of the three-legged stool. And will come together. That will be the global governance of Antichrist as revealed in Revelation 18. Now we're seeing this starting to happen. The infrastructure of this has been in place for a long time. But many people are disturbed with their church. And they're saying, this, my pastor now has gotten off. He's just went off into different things and different doctrines. And I go talk to him, and they, what do? They kick you out. Yep. Now you're a hater because you want to have the real Bible taught. Now, all of a sudden, you're the problem. If you point out the problem, you're the problem. So many people are uncomfortable, and they know something is wrong, but they don't know what it is. And now we're seeing the religions becoming one, and they're going to merge. Truth and error are going to mix, and it wouldn't be deception without truth. And this is what's so hard about a false teacher. They do speak truth sometimes, but they also contradict it at other times. So you get confused, because one time they said that, and they really kind of preached the gospel, and then the next time they taught something else. It's so confusing. But they're going to mix truth and error. It's going to walk side by side and distort and neutralize the church. Because when the church really preaches the Bible and the Word, it convicts people, and what happens? They get saved. And it's an individual salvation. With a one world religion, they don't want individual salvation. They want group. They want everything to be group. And now we're seeing the creation. It's really going to rise. I hate to tell you that, but we're going to see a rise in the occultic revival. Their so-called Great Awakening is an awakening, not of the Bible, but of other religions all coming into one. Now, the revealer of the New Age, Alice Bailey, and I've talked about her before, in her own words and her writings, we're going to go into some of this again because we're seeing it step by step progressing. Truth and false standards, she said, will merge into man's consciousness. And those choices will be made which will lay the foundation of the new order. So what are they doing? They're getting rid of the old order, and they're putting in a global new order, which will inaugurate the new race. Now she's saying, this is her words, I want to ask you, send me an email, what you think the new race is. What's the new race? Is it androgyny? Do you know what androgyny is? Male and female in one? I don't know. Is it? What do you think the new race is? I have my opinions, but we'll have to see. But this is her words, inaugurate the new race with its new laws and new religion of love and brotherhood. The new religion of love and brotherhood. Remember when Uzzah in Ohio drove the cart and they got struck dead because it was brotherly love? Uzzah, it's your own strength and brotherly love. That's not the gospel. So Alice Bailey channeled a demon spirit worked through her, and she wrote all this down, that the world government of Antichrist would be built around a three-legged stool. Government, corporations, and religion. Government, corporations, and religion. It's going to be with the new order. Religion is a third of it. Yeah. So if you don't know what the false church is, you could be deceived and sucked in. But if you know it and you see it, you won't. You won't be deceived. And the Bible says, let no man deceive you. So you have to know. You can be deceived if you don't know the truth. But when you know the truth, you aren't deceived. That's very empowering when you know truth. So according to Bailey, there will be a new race. Why? Because the Antichrist has to do everything. He said, I will be like the Most High God. I will exalt my throne. I will, all his I wills. Well, God made a race. So guess what? Satan wants his race. People embrace pantheism. Pantheism is all is God and God is in all. And humanism, environmentalism, we are about to see the green gospel come forth in the Green New Deal. This is her word still, sustainable development. Have you heard that word lately? Yeah. Social justice and the common good. Now, these are all her words. There's going to be a new race. People will embrace all is God, God is in all. Humanism, so in other words, it's all about man. It's not about God, but it's about man. And environmentalism, worshiping the earth, Mother Earth, seeing more and more t-shirts coming out with worship the earth, Gaia. Environmentalism, sustainable development, what's sustainable, whatever they say is. And it might not even be true. But these young kids are going to be indoctrinated. This generation is something. If you've got kids in this age, you've got to teach them at home some stuff, because if they're going anywhere, they're going to be taught to worship the earth. And there, so many things are happening with sustainable development. And I'm not going to go into that, but if you want to study more, study Agenda 21. Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030. And then there's Agenda 2050. I can't even go to the 50, because that is just mind-boggling. It's taken me quite a while to just digest Agenda 21, 2030. And they don't always get what they want. So if people rise up and there's some pushback, some things are not going to happen as fast as they want. But it seems like it's on a roll, doesn't it? But they wanted a lot of this stuff to happen in 2000. I have books that they thought this was going to happen, and it was 20 years late. So I always say, we just trust God. God is in control, and He is allowing this to happen. There's some things we're not really going to understand. So according to Bailey, there will be a new race. People will embrace all is God. God is in all. Humanism, environmentalism, everything now is going to be about climate change. And sustainable development, social justice, it's no longer the gospel, it's socialism, and the common good. The common good. In other words, Daniel 7:25, the Antichrist is going to change everything. He wants to change everything God made, including the meat you eat. Are you seeing now the Impossible Burgers and the new chicken? Well, the Bible says that they're going to come against marriage and meats. So he already warned us that this was going to happen. But who thought this was going to happen in our day? So the Antichrist is starting to change things. We're starting to see things change. We're starting to see the food change. Don't get me going on that. I could say stuff and I might get kicked off. And the Antichrist wants to wear down the saints. Have you been vexed? I did a couple messages on being vexed. We're vexed because of the unrighteousness in the world. We're vexed because of what people are doing and thinking and believing, and they're at ease in Zion, and everybody's just doing entertainment, and they're not really... So many of the solid foundational doctrines are being swept away. People don't have a foundation now. They're going to be easy to be deceived if they don't know the truth. They'll be in a great delusion, the Bible says. So the enemy, the Antichrist, wants to wear down the saints. So the things of the world, guess what? They're not going to get great. We have been in a religion and churches that we taught materialism as godliness. We've been in the Laodicean churches where we've been lukewarm, thinking godliness is great. You know, it's how many cars you have and how many boats you have, and all this is the blessings. We've been taken away from the true gospel into a materialistic false gospel. And we don't believe in poverty either. There's the balance of, well, we aren't into that. Well, we're not into that. Try to stay in the middle of the road with everything that we do, because the enemy wants to wear us out. He says it's going to make alterations in times. Even our weather is changing. And in laws. And what's all this leading to? If you read your Bible, you'll know. Taking us towards a global system. A one world government. You notice now you get world news? We never got world news a few years ago. Now you're a global citizen. So when your kids go to school, they're going to be global citizens. You're no longer this or that, because they're going to take away all these borders and boundaries and have a one world. This new race will usher in the new religion. What is this new religion? Of love, where the group good dominates. It's for the greater good. It's for the greater good. That's what they say. Jesus' kingdom is not of this world. Now listen to this. And those saying that they are trying to build the kingdom of God on earth are really building the kingdom of Antichrist. Yeah, that's right. And this is why the enemy wants to use churches as a vehicle to bring in this false Christ. So if you've been tormented and troubled because your pastor's changed or your church has changed, you need to check out their doctrine and don't be afraid to leave. I've had to do it to a church I started. It broke my heart, but I couldn't go along. There's something, I couldn't quite figure it out back then, but it was, they were going off in a different gospel. So let me say that again. Jesus' kingdom is not of this world. Now they're saying it is. Dominionism, take the seven mountains. That is a different gospel. They're building the spirit of Antichrist, not the kingdom of God, because his kingdom, when you get saved, the kingdom of God's within you. We don't build his kingdom on the earth, but they want to take over the earth, and they said there's coming like a heaven on earth. How many sermons I heard on heaven on earth? I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. That's not true. There's not heaven on earth. When you die, you go to heaven or hell. They don't want to teach hell either. So Jesus' kingdom's not of this world, and those saying they are trying to build the kingdom of God on earth are really building the kingdom of Antichrist. What is it? It's against Christ. They come in the name of Christ, but they don't read their Bibles and preach sermons out of the Bibles anymore. They just are great storytellers or motivational speakers. Now, churches are built for the unbeliever. The Bible tells us to get together with believers. Now, these churches are built for the unsaved. Bring in worldly music, because then they'll feel at home. They can rock out and have a good time. That's not the purpose of the church. They present Jesus to draw people in. They use the name of Jesus. Jesus is Lord. One of this guy, I'm so tired of him. He's such a false prophet. Jesus is Lord. It's like, you're not serving the right Jesus. So covetous, and some of you know who I'm talking about. They present Jesus to draw people in, leading them to believe in a social gospel, ecumenical, all the religions coming as one. And the environmental hipster Jesus. He's cool. You know what? There's no fear of God in this. Where is the awesome fear of a holy God that we have to face, that we're going to be judged by? He's our Savior, but he's also our judge. This is a false Christ, just as Alice Bailey described. We're going to talk a little bit more of what she said, because this was a demon. This is the other thing. God tells us the end from the beginning. If you read the book of Revelations, I mean, there's a whole lot in there. Well, the devil copies. He has his false prophets. And Alice Bailey and Blavatsky, I can't ever say her name, they were forerunners telling of the new age that's actually here now. We're seeing new age coming out of the woodwork, not only in businesses, but also now in the churches. Instead of opposing Christianity, it's not going to come right out and oppose it at first. It's going to come in. It's going to start seducing. It's going to start bringing out the doctrines of demons. Demons teach doctrines. The occult world captured and blend itself with Christianity. Oh, there's so many things we can learn, they say, from the mystics, and so many things we can learn from this and that. Well, what are they doing? They're seducing the truth. They're bringing in these false doctrines. And then they use the churches as a main vehicle to spread and install the New Age consciousness. And churches will use the trappings of Christianity and use much of the same lingo. This is why so many are going to be deceived in the end times, because they haven't studied to show themselves approved. And if you've got a good mentor teacher, you better be thankful. If you were taught by a parent or a good pastor, words can't even express anymore how grateful you should be, because there's so few of them now. The Bible says there's going to be a famine in the land of hearing the words of the Lord. Now, this new age is about peace, goodwill, and the unity of all humanity, or the age of Aquarius, the age of oneness. Remember, the three-legged stool, religion, has to come into a oneness. But this oneness is the spirit of Antichrist. Now, March 2016, you think, well, this isn't really happening in the world. This is a Newsweek magazine article that was put out a special edition called Spiritual Living. Page after page of Alice Bailey's spirituality. This is being pushed everywhere. The wicked shall grow worse and worse. Page after page. The entire issue was devoted to mysticism, and that man is divine, and through a spiritual awakening, you can transcend the physical world to better your mind, your body, and your soul. This will be the new religion. Time or Newsweek magazine talking about Alice Bailey's new spirituality. Isn't that interesting? It will take a compromised mainstream evangelical leader to bridge the right and left and form a false dominant church. We have an evangelical industrial complex right now, full of false teachers that are bridging this right now. They're bridging it to a false dominant church. In the book of Revelation, it's a dominant church. It's not just a little thing. This is going to rise up. It's huge. So it takes compromised mainstream evangelical leaders to bridge the right and the left and form a false dominant church. So I said, you got to really be careful, because now politics is a big thing and they're merging things. Everything's merging. Red and blue, purple. Everything's purple. The beast, the scarlet beast. In Revelation 17:1, it speaks of that false dominant church. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and spoke with me, saying, come and hear, and I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters. And in verse 3, he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast. The great harlot is a false dominant global church used by the Antichrist to build a global system. And we're in that new system now. Like it or not. A false dominant church is quickly gaining an audience, supporters, and credibility. Let me contrast the true church with the growing false church, so you know what the true is and what the false is. We have the biblical gospel. They have a social gospel. We believe in individual salvation. You need Jesus as a personal savior. They believe in collective salvation. We're all one. It doesn't matter what path you find, right? They believe that if we simply all just come together and solve the world's problems, transform the world, set the right environment, people will change. Good will prevail and the kingdom of God will be ushered in. But that has to come through collective salvation. We believe in individual salvation because that's what the Bible teaches. So we're going to see foundational doctrines, and we already are, if you listen to some of these people, the Great Peace Plan, all these, the purpose-driven, all of this stuff already has been around for years. I'm not going to read all of this. We believe in biblical pastors. They believe in community organizers. The Marxists, the agitators. We believe that we should teach the scriptures in context. They take the scriptures out of context and it makes it say whatever they want to say. We believe God brings the kingdom of God. They believe they will build the kingdom. Totally different. We believe God brings it. They believe they build the kingdom. They're building the kingdom of Antichrist. We believe in biblical theology or doctrines and teachings. They believe in liberation theology, philosophies of men, philosophies, mystics, experiences, revelations above the Bible. We are persecuted for speaking the truth. They persecute us who speak the truth. The true church doesn't persecute for telling truth. The false church will persecute the truth tellers. We believe the church is to go into the world and preach the gospel. They believe the world is to be brought into the church. Totally different. We believe the church is to go into the world, preach the gospel. They believe the world is to be brought into the church. We believe righteousness and unrighteousness do not mix. They believe there is no boundaries. There really isn't any sin. There's not really a hell. That heaven's going to come on the earth. Totally different, totally different philosophies. They believe the world will evolve into heaven on earth. How many messages did we hear on heaven on earth, and even song? We were singing all those songs, you know? We believe in spiritual warfare. Ephesians 6:12, They believe in class warfare. Set the whites against the blacks. Set the people with money against the... Totally different. The stage is being set. Bible prophecy is being fulfilled. And we have front row seats watching the growing false dominant church. If you've been vexed, I'm glad. Because if you're happy with this dominant church, you need to switch sides. And I'm going to close with this article. This is the Counterfeit Emerging Church of Alice Bailey. And many preachers that are really trying to tell the truth and are telling the truth have written about her. And you can do your own research on her. She was an occultist foretold that they would infiltrate and corrupt the churches to lead the masses into the new order, the new system. And the Bible says in 2 Timothy 3:1-5, know this, in the last days perilous times shall come. Well, that's negative. It's in there, isn't it? For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemies, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, having their sexual appetites out of control, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, people that once we thought were preaching the gospel now are turning into something else, totally something else, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. And this is the thing about the new religion, it's having a form of godliness. It sounds religious. It sounds, wow, there must be spiritual. It's spirituality, but it's not the right kind of spirituality. But denying the power of the gospel, the Bible says that the power is in the preaching of the word to get people saved, to repent from their sins. They don't preach that. You just have an experience. Don't do that again. There's no repentance. What does the Bible say? From such, turn away. Don't join them. Don't support them. Turn away from them. We've all had to do it. Now, here's a shocking quote from Alice Bailey. This is the agenda set forth. She said, the Christian church in its many forms and branches, the Christian church in its many branches can serve as a St. John the Baptist, as a voice crying in the wilderness, and as a nucleus through which the world illumination, did you get that? The world illumination may be accomplished. How is this world illumination going to be accomplished? Through the vehicle of religious churches. The church, she said, must show a wide tolerance. Now, what does the Bible say? Narrow is the way? They love the wide road. The church must show a wide tolerance and teach no revolutionary doctrines or cling to any reactionary ideas. The prime work of the church in the end times, she's saying, remember, it's channeled through a demon, is to teach and to teach ceaselessly, preserving the outer appearance in order to reach the many who are accustomed to church usages. In other words, we're going to trap the people that want to go to church. We're going to use the church and its trappings. Teachers must be trained. Bible knowledge must be spread. The sacraments must be mystically interpreted. And the power of the church to heal must be demonstrated. What else does she say? The apostate churches will be the nucleus through which the new order is implemented. The churches will help them. That's sad. Apostate churches will be the nucleus through which the new is implemented. Baylor says the modern apostate churches can be as influential as John the Baptist, who prepared the way for the first appearing of the Lord Jesus. She's teaching that churches can be infiltrated and corrupted so that they actually help prepare for the Antichrist, for the coming Antichrist. Think about how serious this is, and why are we not hearing more warnings about this? These churches will be ecumenical, soft on sin, non-controversial, and doctrinally deficient. Bailey said the churches must refrain from being controversial by becoming widely tolerant. Bailey said the churches must not teach radical doctrines, such as the truth that salvation is by faith alone. He said, will I find faith on the earth? Faith in him alone. Can you handle a little more? These churches will transform biblical theology into religious spirituality. Bailey says the church as a teaching factor should take the great basic doctrines and shatter the old forms in which they are expressed and held. In other words, get rid of that old gospel. Get rid of that Old Testament. That's just a bloody God. And show their true and inner spiritual significance. She said to usher in the new system, the churches should change fundamental doctrines. And the Bible says in the end times, people want their ears tickled. Into religious forms that put forth new order, philosophies instead. And the Bible tells us don't follow philosophies. These teach philosophies and mind science, mind over matter, that you can create your own reality. And they're taking people out of reality. It's what they love to do on every front. You know, get in this visual world and just don't face reality. This is why many churches today are teaching spirituality without biblical doctrine, soundness, and truth. It's really hard to find people that preach the gospel anymore because they're being told, don't be offensive, be tolerant, so don't make him mad, don't make her mad, don't say anything, just tell stories. This is the emerging church today, the fulfillment of Alice Bailey's plot to infiltrate, actually it's not hers, it's the enemy's plot, to infiltrate the churches and exploit them to receive a new system. In this article, it said, I wish I could shake every fool-headed pastor and wake up to the horrifying reality that Luciferian worshiping occultists are behind all the counterfeit Bible versions, too. Bibles have been changed. A lot of new versions coming out. Throw them away. Satan is using the new corrupt Bible versions to corrupt and change churches, transform them from biblical churches into satanic false churches. These churches will have a superficial outer shell but lack true biblical Christianity. She said, the prime work of the church is to teach and teach nonstop the outer appearance in order to reach the many who are accustomed to going to church. Bailey is teaching that the church is to be exploited as a whore to deceive the masses of society. Well, God doesn't want us deceived. He doesn't want us being sucked into the false church. He doesn't want us to be the social gospel. There's some good things about, you know, being nice to people and doing all this and that, but it's not all kindness. Everything's now kindness and goodness. No, we still need that solid rock teaching on repent and get saved, and if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you of your sins. There's something that happens to you when you repent. That's right. The devil doesn't want you to repent. In closing here, Bailey says that in order to maintain the illusion of a real church, you have to preserve the outer appearance. Oh, the mega churches. Here we have corporations now. We have corporations. Three-legged stool. There should be a continuous flow of information. Church is where we hear preaching to mature in the Lord, get comfort, receive encouragement, and go soul winning. This is the day people need the Lord. Church is where we exalt the Savior, evangelize the sinner, and edify the saints. If your church doesn't have strong preaching against sin, you're in a sick church. Yep. Alice Bailey said that the apostate churches would preserve the outer appearance in order to deceive the many who are accustomed to going to church. In other words, it'll look like a church. But it's not a real church. That just saddens me. Because so many people want church. And they're being stuck in these places that are not teaching them the Bible. They use Jesus to get them in. But then they teach a Christ consciousness and now New Age. The New Age is totally different than the Bible. The New Age is all about you. It's man-centered. The gospel is about Jesus and what he did. It's not about what you do. It's what he did, and faith comes by trusting him, walking with him, surrendering, being dependent on him, and also believing what he says is going to happen. The Antichrist will not promote any religion. There will not be a one-world religion, but rather there will be a watering down and diminishing of the churches. First, it's going to start happening with watering down. Everything's coming together as one. I'm going to close with this verse, Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. The gospel of Christ. Why? It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. The power is in the gospel. It's what got you saved. It's what's going to keep you saved. And the Bible says, he that endures to the end. We got to endure to the end. Even though we're vexed and we're tormented, we're not abandoned, we're not forsaken. We've had it good in America. We've had it really good. And now we're starting to see some liberties taken away. And some of you think everything's going back to normal. I don't think so. I think that we're starting to see the formation of a dominant one world with the three-legged stool. Everything's about politics now. Have you noticed? Everything is about politics. I was thinking my dad would turn over in his grave if he heard what was going on in politics today. But Father, we thank you that we have the power of the gospel and that we don't grow weary. And I know many people are weary, especially you that are doing good, that you're trying to reach your family and your friends. Father, I thank you. You said, don't be weary in well-doing. And when we get weary, we have to turn to Hebrews 12 and we keep our eyes on Jesus. Watching saints discourages us. When we watch what other people are doing, I'm seeing people I know and love not hungry for God anymore. They're just... other things are taking his place. And yes, we've been hurt by the church, but that doesn't mean we leave Christ. It doesn't mean we stop assembling together. We need to encourage one another as the days draw closer and closer. That's what our strength comes from, one another. And the devil knows that. That's why he wants us all apart. How much more, thank God, that we can be together and assemble together. And if they don't have a church, Lord, I just pray that you would show them what to do, get their family together, show some good preaching on YouTubes or whatever, as long as we still have it. We just thank you, Father, that you'll get people out of these wrong churches. If they're bad and you can't change, if someone's into a false doctrine, if that's the way they're going to be, then you have to leave it. So give them the strength to leave if they have to. We thank you, Father, our eyes are on you. We consider Jesus the author and the finisher. You didn't leave us. You didn't take us this far to leave us. So, Father, we thank you. You'll finish, help us finish our race and do what you've, even though we get tired, that we won't stop doing what you've asked us to do. Everyone said, in Jesus' name, amen.
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison. Hit the bell button to be notified of new messages from her, and be sure to check out her YouTube playlist for other messages that interest you. Go to the livinginhispresence.org website page and click on the messages button on the top center to go see her messages. There are free audio downloads of the messages available also. We are viewer supported. On the main web page at the top right is a give button. Thank you for watching and see you next time.
Apart from you, we can do nothing, so we depend.